journey of the electrons. You all know that every electron has a form, color, and identity within itself. If you will take a moment to think of the countless millions of these minute electrons which are sent forth from the supreme source on the sacred activity at the breath, of the breath, through which life is sustained in everyone, you will just touch the fringe of the magnitude of the love of the Father, Mother, God for His children through the gift of life. Through the activity of magnetic attraction, these electrons travel on the vibration of light to your individualized I Am presence, and in rhythmic pulsation, the presence of God sends them on their journey with the gifts and powers of the life stream which have been accumulated in the causal body. The individual is thus blessed as the electrons abide with him or pass through the lower vehicles for the enrichment of the universe. These tiny electrons leave the heart of the Father, Mother, God in great happiness at being privileged to carry the gifts and blessings of the Creator of us all. But when they reach the human kingdom, the vibratory action of the life stream, who is that specific beneficiary, imposes upon them the quality of energy pulsating in the emotional, mental, etheric, and physical bodies. These blessed electrons are often battered and buffeted so violently that their identity is hidden by that infliction of imperfection upon them. They come forth in obedient love and are required to accept the garment which the life stream provides for them. Further, they must continue on their journey in the world of form, clothed in that garment, and if it should be one of imperfection, remain in that vibratory action until the individual decides to remove the discord which has been imposed upon them. Can you not see why the Chela, who is privileged to know of the sacred fire, should never weary in the task of purifying his lower garments? You have all done well, but there are still many tiny beings of light who must obediently live with you or go to the destination to which you send them, with bowed heads and a feeling of depression and heaviness because you chose to misqualify God's holy energy. I counsel you to have respect for all life, and in so doing, you will not wish to inflict upon that life anything but the love, beauty, peace, and harmony of the perfection ordained for all life.